Welcome to Narc Abuse No More, where we're here to help educate you about narcissistic abuse, because your feelings do matter. Hi, and welcome to another podcast of Narc Abuse No More with your host, Dr. and Evangelist K.O. Rich. Thanks for tuning in today. Today is Friday, November the 18th of 2022. I pray that you have had a blessed, stress-free, narcissistic-free, abuse-free week so far, and that the remainder of this week will continue to be so as well. But if not, we're going to be talking about a few things today. Again, my name is Dr. K.O. Rich with Narc Abuse No More, where we're here to help you admit what you feel in order to heal from the effects of narcissistic abuse, because your feelings do matter. Yes, they do. But before we go on with today's podcast, I'd like to invite you to visit us on our website at www.narcabusenomore.org. Again, that website address is www.narcabusenomore.org, or you can type in narcissisticabusenomore.com. Again, that's narcissisticabusenomore.com, and on our website you'll find valuable information regarding narcissism, relationships, and if you have missed any of these podcasts, you can always catch us on in the archives. Now, we are on every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 a.m. Central, on SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker, Google Play, iTunes, CastBox, Deezer. We're also on Amazon, Audible, Rumble, and Brighteon. That's right, Brighteon. So we have a variety of different platforms that you can listen to us from. If all else fail, all you have to do is go directly to our website. All right, what are we talking about today? We are talking about abusive marriages, some signs, some warning signs about those that are in abusive marriages. Now, first and foremost, I want to let you know that if you are being abused, I want to give you the information that you can contact the National Domestic Violence Hotline, their website. You could go directly to www.thehotline.org. Again, that's www.thehotline.org. Their number is 1-800-799-SAFE. That's 1-800-799-SAFE or 7233. TTY callers, 1-800-787-3224. You can also text the word START to 88788. Again, that's text the word START to 88788. And so we're talking about abuse in marriages, and that is something that a lot of people struggle with in their families. You might think this couple is the perfect couple. They may look like the ideal couple. They may have all kind of nice pictures on Facebook and different platforms, but at least one in four women and even a number of men are experiencing abuse from their spouse. And this normally happens at some point in their life, okay? It creates an environment that is unhealthy, an environment that is very toxic. It also allows cycles of abuse to start and continue, and then it goes from generation to generation. Why? Because even the children, when they are brought up in a toxic environment, an abusive environment, they will tend to take on those tendencies or be the recipient of abuse. So a lot of times they will either be the abuser, the aggressor, or they will be the victim of, and you don't want either one taking place. So it is so important that if there is abuse going on in the relationship, first you need to get it solved. If it's physical, sexual, whatever it is, have the police get involved, documentation, you try to get out of it as safely as possible. And then if you have children involved, you also need to make sure that they're getting the counseling and whatever resources that they need in order for it not to have a damaging effect on them throughout their lifetime. So we're going to talk about some warning signs when it comes to an abusive marriage, So many people have gotten married and they wind up marrying the Mr. Hyde when they thought they were getting Dr. Jekyll. So we want to ensure that we have healthy relationships, healthy marriages, healthy courtships. If you're courting someone leading up to marriage, you want to make sure that it's not starting off abusive, because do not think that just because you say I do that the abuse is going to stop. It does not stop just because you go ahead and say I do. It actually increases. It actually gets worse before it will ever get better. So number one, one of the things that takes place when you are in an abusive marriage is the person will cheat on you or accuse you of being the cheater. This is false accusations, false allegations, things that they will accuse you of. And even if it's not accusing you of cheating, they will accuse you of various things in order to have a control in that relationship, because they want to make it where you are always on your tiptoes when it comes to the relationship. And therefore, if there's no trust in the relationship, if there's no respect in the relationship, then there's going to be issues within that relationship. So the first thing is constantly accusing you of cheating, or they themselves are cheating. Sometimes the spouse that's the cheater will accuse the other spouse of doing the very thing that they are doing. So you want to be ensure that this person is not being disloyal to you, and at the same time not accusing you of doing the very thing that they are doing themselves. I want to let you know that you can get this valuable information at www.pathios.com. Again, www.pathios.com. Number two, they make you feel devalued. They make you feel worthless. They make you feel as if you're nothing. In order for them to be and feel good about themselves, oftentimes these abusers will put you down, and there and that way they can have better control in order to manipulate you, violate you, demean and demise your relationship with them. They want to make you feel as if your security or your validation only comes from them. Therefore, you have to be careful with these type of individuals, because you may have started off with high self-esteem, but by the time you get done with this person that is abusive, you will not have any self-esteem. Your self-esteem will have been left at the door when you all entered the marriage contract. They make you feel worthless. They're your biggest critic. They will always criticize you and then make you feel bad because you do not want to subject yourself to their criticism. They will make it seem like they're giving you constructive criticism. But when you're dealing with an abuser, nothing is constructive about their criticism. It's always destructive. Those who care about you, when they're giving you constructive criticism, it is to build you up, to help you be the better person. But when you're dealing with an abuser, they will camouflage their destruction and make it feel like it's constructive and make you seem as if you're the one that's the problem when it's them being abusive. Number three, they will abuse you physically. If it's hitting, biting, kicking, choking, punching, slapping. And this is not okay. It is never okay. Therefore, you have to make sure that if they are doing these type of physical acts to you, to get it recorded, take it to the police, and do not let them talk you out of it. A lot of times people are abused and they allow the abuser to talk them out of pressing charges, filing formal complaints, or whatever they need to do on the legal end, just to cover themselves. And abusers love to operate in secrecy. If they hit you once, they'll hit you again. If they punch you once, they'll punch you again. If they choke you once, they'll choke you again. You do not want to have this cycle of abuse keep going on and on and on. You might say, well, they'll change. I made them mad. They will make you feel as if you did something to cause them to react the way that they did. You have choices. They have choices. Everyone has choices. No one can make you do something that you don't want to do. If they put their hands on you, it was because they wanted to do it, not because you made them do it. So therefore they will pass the buck on to you. Well, if you had not, then I would not. And we know what the end result of that was when Adam and Eve tried to do that with God. Well, God, this woman you gave me. Well, God, this serpent. And then the serpent didn't have anybody, looking around and nobody, wasn't nobody for him to blame. It doesn't work. Number 4 intimidates you or threatens you or someone you love. Abusers, if they feel like they're going to lose control, they will try to intimidate, manipulate, threaten, and threaten to harm someone or even themselves. They will threaten to hurt the people you love or even your pets. If they know you love your pets, they will threaten to hurt your pets. And sometimes will actually carry out the threat. And if someone, and I'm a firm believer, if someone can threaten it, they can do it. Sometimes people do not take an individual seriously when there is a threat. They'll say, oh, well, they would never do. Yes, they would. If they can form their mouth to say it, then they can actually carry it out. Do not take a threat lightly. If you're in a relationship with someone and they threaten to kill you, they threaten to harm you, they threaten to harm someone you love, believe them and take it seriously. And do what you need to do to protect yourself and or others by reporting it to the local authorities, sharing it with someone you know, trying to get out of that relationship as safely as possible, trying to distance yourself as safely as possible. The threat of violence is never okay. So therefore, you got to do what you need to do on the legal end to make sure that you do not be a victim of someone's violence. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Forever.
Christmas presents, Jewel Austin and Shanice. So we're still talking about abusive marriages. And let me just say this, that it's so important that if you are dating someone and you have not married them and you're seeing these signs, that you do not go forward with a marriage, because believe it or not, just because you marry them doesn't make it go away. It's only going to get worse. That person will become comfortable because they have now gotten you as their spouse, and therefore they feel like they will have nothing that's going to stop them in order to continue the abuse. Number six, tries to control what you do and who you see. If they do not want you around family, friends, your church, people that love you and value you and respect you, and they try to put rules and regulations on you as if you're a child, they tell you that you can't be with this one, you can't be with that one, you can't talk to this one, you can't talk to that one, this one can't call the house, that one can't call the house, you can't wear this, you can't wear that. And if these are things that is manipulative, And you want to be in a partnership with someone, not a dictatorship. And so, therefore, if they are putting all kinds of rules and regulations on you as if you're a child, then that is an abusive marriage. It's an abusive marriage. If they're doing this before you get married, they will do it afterwards. And it's going to get worse because you're going to feel as if you're not able to get out of the situation. You're going to feel as if that person is squeezing you out of who you are. Number seven, they try to isolate you. Abusers love to isolate their victims. If you are in an abusive marriage, you may find that your spouse loves trying to control every movement, every action, every decision that you make, and they try to isolate you from others. An abuser feels threatened by someone who can call them out. They will even try to move you to a different place where you don't have anybody to be around. They uproot your family, and then you're separated from people who can actually help you, who can actually see what's going on, because they don't want to be called out. They don't want to be recognized. So sometimes they will even move you out of town in order to be able to continue their abuse without having any obstacles in their path. Number eight, they will pressure or force you into intimacy. The thing is, it used to be a time when there was no laws that protecting a woman when she did not want to have sex. But there are laws now that you can, that a person, when you marry this person, does not automatically give them the right to take sex from you. So therefore, there is such thing as marital rape. And many have committed that act, and many are even in prison because of them committing that act. When you say no, it means no. You should never be forced. You have still control over your own body. Now, when we talk about in the Bible, when it talks about that the two become one, this is in a mutually respectable relationship. When talking of marriage, within the confines of as God would have it, but God never ordained abuse. He never ordained rape. He never ordained that someone is to be abused in any relationship. So therefore, if they press you or force you into unwanted sex, that is abuse. And you have the right to say no. Number 9, they control access to all the money. There, if you're in a marriage and you have a spouse that may be the predominant breadwinner, but they will try to control your finances. And although both of you are supposed to be as one, when you're dealing with an abuser, theirs is theirs and yours is theirs. That's the way they look at it. Theirs is theirs and yours is theirs. So therefore, they're not looking as it for as being mutually beneficial for the relationship. They're trying to use the money and control the finances in order to limit you, where you have to beg and ask for every single dollar that you need. It's a form of control, and it is financial abuse. Again, abuse in any form is never okay. Do not think that, oh, well, you know, it's financial, so therefore it's not really abuse. It is abuse. If someone is denying you access to funds and money and things that you need, and they're supposed to be providing for you, taking care of you, ensuring your survival and your being comfortable within that family unit, then that is abuse. Number 10, they stalk you. Include calling you constantly or following you. And this is even in the marriage. If you're at work and they're constantly calling, they're constantly coming by the job. Because if someone is doing that, they're threatening your livelihood. They're threatening your job. They're even threatening you as a person if they have made threats to your safety, where you feel unsafe around them. Then it is time to get help. Do not think that person is going to change their behavior on their own without any outside intervention. When you are saying that these are the type of traits that the person has, it will only get worse, and it is up to you to decide to put a stop to it as safely as possible. That means that do not hide the abuse from others. You need to tell people that this is what you're going through so that you can have someone who can be on your side to help you get out of that situation. Let me just say this. Abuse in any form is never okay. Whether it's physical, verbal, emotional, spiritual, sexual, financial, whatever type of abuse it is never okay. Abuse in any form is never okay. And even you might say, well, I'm married to this person, so I have to take this. No, if you're married to them, that's even more reason why you should not take abuse, because you did not say I do for them to be able to lay hands and hit on you. Abuse is never okay. You didn't say I do for them to verbally abuse you, manipulate you, and control you. You didn't say I do for them to spiritually abuse you, or any type of abuse. Sexual abuse. A marriage contract does not give you the right to just take what you think is yours. A marriage is to be built on mutual respect and honesty, loyalty, love, and you want peace within the home. We're going to take another quick break and we'll be back in just a moment. Christmas Day, and that is by Johnny Gill. One thing that is important to never take in a marriage is verbal abuse. And a person may feel that they have a right to call you out your name, a right to degrade you in front of others, mock you in front of others. That is all verbal abuse. And when you're married to someone, that person should support you. That person should love you. That person should honor you. That person should respect you. That person should be a joy in your life. But many people have found themselves saying "I do" to the wrong person. And that person may have been charming at first, and they didn't see the real person until after they said "I do." And this is why it's so important for us as Christians to pray about the person that we wind up meeting, and ensure that that is the person that God has sent to you, because he sees what's hidden. And although people can camouflage, God exposes the truth. If someone is jealous of you in a relationship, that jealousy will cause them to be possessive and also do other things within that relationship that will cause demise of that relationship. Jealousy means that that person is insecure in who they are. So therefore, they will pass their insecurities on to you and make you feel as if somehow you are at fault, when it's actually their own insecurity, their own envy, their own jealousy. Why should someone be jealous of you that they're supposed to be in partnership with? But this often happens in marriages. It often happens where people are competitors, where the insecure person, because of their jealousy, is competitive with you. And you're thinking that we're working together as a team, but actually they are your competitor. Controlling behavior by the abuser is abuse. If they feel the need to control your every move, your every action, who your friends and your family and different ones are, and they're controlling every aspect of your life, where you work, your job, your education, they're not trying to promote the well-being of the relationship, but you feel as if you're being controlled, squashed, and dominated. That's abuse. One thing that we know that abusers love to do is to gaslight their victims. They want you to feel as if everything is in your head. That, oh, they're not doing what you actually know they're doing, but it's in your head. You're going a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. They will make you feel as if it's all you. Something wrong with you. They're not doing what you're saying they're doing. It's something wrong with you. It's called gaslighting. When someone is blaming you for everything, then you might start trauma bonding and say, oh, well, you know what? It's because they had a bad childhood and their mother did this and their father did this and this one was absent and that one was absent. That gives no one an excuse to abuse. And so you have to ensure that you don't trauma bond with this person because you're so empathetic that you're feeling for them at your expense, where they're abusing you, but you're saying, oh, it's okay because I understand why they're doing it. So it's okay for them to abuse me. It's okay for them to treat me the way that they're doing. It's okay for them to talk to me the way that they're talking to. Oh, well, you know, I have to love them in a way to help them get past it. Let me just say this, people. Make sure, one thing you want to make sure is, now we all have things that we got to work out, but there are some people that got some serious issues that they need counseling for. So don't allow that to become your issue because you're trying to have the white knight syndrome and save them. So therefore you're trauma bonding with their issues instead of calling it out and telling them that they need to go get some counseling. You can't save everyone. The people, if you need help, you have to go do the work to get the help that you need. the thinking that, oh, I will trauma bond with this person, I can love them out of whatever the situation is, it's not going to help. Before you get into a relationship with someone, you need to make sure that you get your unresolved issues together. If you're angry with your baby daddy, you need to get that together before you get into another relationship blaming that man for what your baby daddy didn't do, and then therefore you destroy a good man and a good relationship because you haven't let go of the former and let go of the hurt that you felt with the person who abused you. Because sometimes what happens is that you become the very person that hurt you. So you're going to blame everybody else for something that somebody else did. So therefore, you become the abuser. Another thing that is so important when you're dealing with, when you're in a marriage, is to make sure that the person doesn't, the person, make sure that the person is not cheating on you, because so many people have even gotten STDs because somebody was cheating on them in the relationship, and as they stayed in their relationship and they wound up getting something that they couldn't get rid of because that person cheated on them, was unfaithful to them. And that is abuse. That is abuse. And so therefore, you don't want to stay in an abusive relationship. You need to get help. And if it's depending upon what type of abuse it is, because no abuse is okay. But if you are getting physically abused, sexually abused, get out as safely as possible. Marriage is a union between a man and a woman that God has ordained. But there are times when we wind up might be with the wrong individual. I've never been married, but I'm going to say this to all the married people and those who are looking to get married. If you haven't gotten married yet, wait on the Lord to give you the person that he has called for you to have. Not within your own self. Get confirmation that this person is truly of God. If you're already married and you're in an abusive relationship, seek help as safely as possible. No one deserves to be abused. But when you are and you find yourself in an unsafe environment and an unsafe relationship, you need to get help. Abusers like to thrive in secret, just like roaches. But as soon as you cut the lights on, as soon as they're exposed, they begin to scatter. Get the help that you need. We're up out of here. I pray today's podcast has been a blessing to you and that you would know that, guess what? Your feelings, they do matter. This is Dr. K.L. Rich with Narc Abuse No More. Until next time.